This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Carl Moeller. He's the president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. He joins me today to offer his thoughts on the killing of 58 people, including many worshipers, security forces, and hostage takers at a Catholic church in Baghdad on Sunday night. Obviously, this is happening at a time when we're kind of ramping down the war effort in Iraq, but clearly this suggests that plenty of violence still exists and plenty of work still remains ahead of us. And Dr. Moeller, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you again, Greg. Sorry, it's such a sad reason.
Well, it certainly is. And this isn't just a news story for you. I know you have many friends there, many people who are pastors in a Christian church in Iraq that is undertaking severe persecution and has now over the past several years on a much greater scale than it had before. What do you know for sure about what happened Sunday night and why?
Well, the reality is our coworkers there tell us that while the church service was going on, Al-Qaeda targeted that church specifically in a strategic way, came into the church service in a well-planned attack, and then began spraying bullets in the crowd randomly, and we believe several people were wounded and even killed at that early stage. Two of the pastors of the church went to try and talk to the militants. Later, they were also killed by those militants. And then a third pastor died a few hours after the incident was over. The government troops during the attempt to take over after several hours, they produced more violence into the situation. And in the middle of all of that, one of the attackers had a suicide vest on that blew up and, as you said, killed well over 50 Christians and injured maybe at least as many more out of the 120 people that were there at the service.
And from what I've read from your comments on this, Dr. Moeller, this is clearly one of the worst examples of this, but it's not an isolated incident. How would you describe life as it currently exists for Iraqi Christians?
Well, they are directly in the crossfire between the Sunni and Shia militias that are at war literally in that country still today. Our attention has largely passed away from Iraq, but yet the Christians there are still facing just horrible, horrible violence. Thousands have been killed this year alone, and we believe that tens of thousands are fleeing the country on a regular basis.
What kind of numbers are we seeing on those who are refugees at this point trying to leave the area, and how many are staying and trying to get through it?
Well, we're in contact with about 250,000 refugees, as well as about an equal number that are internally displaced within their own country. The total number of Christians in Iraq may be down under 400,000, and that's down hundreds of thousands since before the current violence in Iraq. These Christians have fled. Many are, you know, seeking permanent asylum in the West. But you got to remember, these are Iraqis. These are not Westerners that the Al-Qaeda and Shia operatives on the other side are targeting. These are Christian Iraqis. They've been there longer, as obviously, than Islam has been in Iraq. Christian worship has taken place in Iraq since the time of the apostles. And to eliminate the Christian community from Iraq, as is the objective of these militants, is literally a religious side, a systematic attempt by these forces to eliminate the Christian religion from their country. And this is something that the world needs to stand up against. It's absolutely horrendous that Christians are facing this on a daily basis.
What are the specific prayer requests that you would have believers pray for with respect to Iraqi Christians?
Well, number one, that they would know that they're not forgotten, that Christians in America would do their very best to let them know that they are praying for them and that they are in some ways being the answer to their prayers as well by providing them the relief supplies that they need, the encouragement of even trauma counseling in something as brutal as this. We have those things in place on the ground there in Baghdad and other parts of Iraq And just that those Christians in America would be able to let them know that they're not forgotten. Number two, to be able to use our voice politically here in the United States to say Iraq is not something that we can just walk away from. We need to maintain vigilance when it comes to this this ongoing commitment of the United States to rebuild the nation of Iraq. If the Christian community is exterminated from Iraq, there will be no end to the extreme violence that goes on there. There will be nothing between the Shia and Sunni in that country. We need, instead of allowing the Christian community to be extinguished in that country, to use our political weight and military involvement still in that country to say, look, you have to maintain a Christian presence in this country, and it can be a beginning, a middle ground for bringing peace to that country.
Dr. Mueller, some might suggest that once a new government's in place, because there's, of course, this whole standoff between Sunnis and Shia and who really won the election, which has been months ago now, will a full-time, permanent elected government make a big difference in the lives of Christians, or will this type of targeting of Christians continue regardless of who's in charge?
Well, I think it will make a difference. Anytime we can have stability and strong government will provide a stability to that country that it hasn't known in years. It will help. But it's also very important to remember that the Constitution of Iraq is a flawed document when it comes to religious liberty. It actually enshrines Islam as the religion of the country, a situation that we would find absolutely intolerable here in America to create a national religion. Is something that we allowed to take place in the formation of the Iraqi Constitution. So Islam is always going to be the national religion, and America has to stand by while the church is put into a secondary role. But at least what we can do, because the Constitution does guarantee the right of Christians to exist and to propagate their faith, is to stand up for those rights and to do whatever we can as American citizens to move our government to help support that in Iraq.
Dr. Mueller, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, for helping us understand a whole lot better what's happening there and what needs to happen there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Dr. Carl Mueller is president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. You can find more about their work online at odusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.